And it is this new democracy that is pluralistic, in which the local leads to change the global, because it's the only way the global can change. In which all who have been on the margins unleash their creative forces to create new freedoms for all in an inclusive way. That's the kind of threshold at which we are. And we will not be criminalized. We will not be terrorized. We will not be afraid. We will just enjoy and have fun in this new freedom movement in which we all are.
We've got environmentalists, we've got socialists, we've got feminists, we've got anarchists, we've got workers, we've got students, we've got women, we've got people from every different group imaginable, and a whole range of people who never have really worked together like this in the past. And if we take anything out of this, we really need to take together this spirit of working together, because we will not win this fight in one day, we won't even win it in 3 days, and we certainly won't win it in one country. And what we need to do is stand up together and have international solidarity and fight this fight in all countries of the world with all vulnerable and exploited people together.
And it's no more an altruistic. So, I mean, I had a conversation, a lot of people said, you know, Australia is a very comfortable society. There are a lot of people, you know, who are, you know, we're not poor, they are middle class, they have their homes, they have their cars, they have their TVs, and they're very happy, they're comfortable. Why the hell do they need to get involved in all these issues? Well, if you don't, you will be the next victim. So you don't have to fight for altruistic reasons anymore. It's for the fight of humanity and for your own humanity, for your own survival. So we don't have a choice as a civil society in the world but to fight and struggle.
Hugh Morgan, Western Mining Company, and all these people who are getting rich on uranium and exploitation of all Indigenous people's lands around Australia, you can forget that, because we're going to keep going. This is our life.
It is the corporation that has become obsolete. It is the corporation that serves as a fetter to humanity's movement to new and necessary social arrangements to achieve the most quintessentially human values of justice, equity, democracy, and to achieve a new equilibrium between our species and the rest of the planet.
According to them, we're all way behind, when the fact is, we know we're looking into the future and know the reality of the corporate mindset.
And create totally new institutions that do not have the baggage of illegitimacy, institutional failure, and Jurassic mindsets that attach to the IMF, WTO, and the World Bank. Indeed, I would contend that the focus of our efforts these days is not to try to reform the multilateral agencies, but to deepen the crisis of legitimacy of the whole system.
I think a lot of people are going to need a lot of support and debriefing time now, because I think a lot of people are quite shaken by what's happened, but I think that a lot of positive things will come out of it too.
This structure is unsustainable, it is unfair, and it thrives on inequality and inequity in all its forms. This structure kills people slowly and daily. People die many times in all societies and in all cultures to sustain it. Every day we rape the earth, and every day we rape the poor to sustain the few pockets of riches that we have. Can we really understand this, make the connections, and join the fight against this structure? Can we? I leave you with this question today.
I'm sure Melbourne will be remembered for the message that we are not terrorists. Defending our fundamental rights guaranteed by our constitutions is not terrorism, but the very foundation of democracy, and we are not going to give it up.
The compilation was produced in the studios of 3CR Community Radio in Melbourne by Rachel Maher and Juliet Fox. We'd like to thank all those people who contributed material to this compilation and all those who added their voice to the protest. Pyramid upside down.